is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Like I told you, Jesus and I are back to recap last night's episode, Gone But Not Forgotten. It aired last night on FX. Welcome to another episode of Talking the Strain. Available now on iTunes. Make sure you go to iTunes and search Talking the Strain. You can find us there. Or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, just in case you don't have iTunes. Hey, Seuss, are you there? Are you there?
I am here.
Sweet. This was going to be short, sweet, and fast, I think, because this episode, even though it almost was better than last week's episode for me, it didn't have a lot, but what it did have, it hit you. That's for me. It did.
Yes.
You know?
But I will say right off the bat, I'm giving this episode a 10 out of 10.
Really?
Yes. Just because Fett finally punches F.
That is so true. I was so happy when that happened. You know, when he gets punched by him. And then the cherry on top of Professor's like, you need to leave. Mr. Yep. Goodfellow, I don't want to look at you right now. I was like, yes!
I felt the beginning of the end for him.
I don't know, man. I think they got it out of his system, and I think the Professor and Fett are just good guys, and then they're just going to be like, we got to punch you and yell at you, and come on, we still love you. You're still a homie. I think they're going to do that.
I don't know, because there's also now the little conflict with Dutch there.
Yeah. So do you think that Fett is jealous that her and F are hanging out?
I don't think jealous, but.
Oh, no. Wait a second. Do you really think F's going to give it to her? Do you think they're going to mess around?
They're very similar now.
I mean, I know they're drunks, but
they're
drunks.
Now she has a sword as well.
So you saying that Dutch wants to see his sword, not a sword?
I'm not sure about that, but maybe.
I don't know, man. I mean, because you know what? When she comes into the house or the apartment, whatever it is, and is like, "Can I use your restroom, please?" And then he kind of peeps in there and looks.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, "Oh, sorry." And then he kind of like, I was like, "Wait a second." And she had no problem. I don't know. That would, if they did sleep together, that would cause some serious drama.
Yeah, I tell you, the beginning of the end of F.
Okay, so I do have a question here for you and the fans. Then, will Fett and Dutch get together? See, I wasn't even thinking her and F, so that's why I wrote down this question. But so you don't think they're going to get together?
No, I think Fett is done with her. Like, she left him for her girlfriend.
I don't know.
And man, I think he's done.
It looked like he was still kind of, you know, when he saw her, he kind of lit up. I don't know. Fett is a good guy.
He is. I just don't see him going back to her.
Well, you know what? Probably I could see that because F, I mean, not F, but Fett, there's bigger fish to fry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've said that in the past couple episodes that Fett is Team New York, Team Big Apple, and he wants to rid of all these things in his city.
And come on, we saw how easily he could get anyone.
That is true. That was like a one night stand. She was hotter than
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Dutch when she was fighting, but if I had to pick, you know. I mean, I do like Dutch's accent, though. But if I had to pick, I would go with Mystery Girl from the bar.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know. I just don't trust Dutch. I think that's what it is. It's like, and I think, you know, I think if anyone listens to our past recaps, when she left Fett for her girlfriend, you and I were pissed.
Yeah. I mean, we totally do not like her messing with Fett.
So that's probably what it is. I mean, so people that are listening, because I know probably y'all are like, y'all are some shallow guys about a peer. No, it goes deep. Like, we're like Fett's best friends that were like, yeah, you don't need this chick. She left. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah. But definitely needs to keep away.
I'm a little concerned, though, because he did light up. That's what I was watching him and I was like, oh, shit. But then, you know, he did say, no distractions. You can stay there at my place. It doesn't feel like home.
And mm-hmm. I mean, he has his own place now.
So
he's moving on up in the world. Come on.
That is true. And he's got bigger fish to fry. So I'm hoping he stays focused. We need him focused. He's the only one that's freaking focused right now.
Yep.
Big moments, and then I'll get on to my little moments. Big moments. Favorite part? I think you and I would have to agree. The vamps being with dynamite inside them, and they blow up inside the command center.
That definitely was up there.
That was like, pretty badass.
I wasn't expecting it.
When I saw Dr. Evil putting the C4 inside of him, I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting. But I didn't, when it actually happened, I was like, oh, that was pretty badass. Like, yeah. You know it's going to happen, but I didn't think it was going to happen like that, where they just, all the worms went everywhere.
Yep, and when the senator gets one on her,
that shit,
it was different.
That chick there is annoying. Is she a senator? I thought she was like the mayor.
I thought she was a senator.
I don't know what she is.
I don't know. She's high up there.
She's a politician.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of hers. You like her?
I think she's doing what she needs to.
Oh, now she is? In the beginning?
And I think that Fett likes her.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see where he would, because, you know, she's all about the city. She is.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, she's in the trenches, and he is too. And you know what? Now that you're saying it kind of like that, because, you know, because F does say it at the end. He was like, don't thank me, thank Fett.
Mm-hmm.
And because of her, she might be like, I'm going to take chances now. I'm going to live life. Come here. And then Fett's going to be like, oh, another girl. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of hers. I mean, maybe now that she's got this new epiphany now, because, you know, the beginning episode, she's kind of like getting owned by this news person. And then at the end of this episode, she's like a boss. She's like, take the shit, break it, arrest her. So maybe she's going to get shit done now. And maybe I'll start to like her. I don't know. But right now, I'm not feeling her. Let's see. Another favorite part, the very ending. You just said it. And we got Fett and Dutch on a date. I think it's a date. Drinks and dinner? Sounds like a date.
Yeah.
You know, but
maybe.
But they get in the cab, and I thought that was cool. I did not expect the vamp being in the back of the cab. But now, at the end, when that vamp pops up, I'm like, oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, the eyes turn on, and it's radioactive, radio testing from the master. So the master has to have been put into somebody now.
I don't know if he's being put into somebody, but he definitely still has control over them.
He can't be a worm and be talking to people.
Then who is he in?
I think he's in somebody. He has to. There's no way. Because if that was the case, he would have been a worm, and he would have been like, vamps, attack everybody. But no, he ran into the sewer. I think he's in it. I think he's in somebody already. I don't know who he is. Oh. I don't know who he's. I don't know who he's in. I mean, I know the last recap show podcast we just did. You think it's Zach?
I hope it's Zach.
I could see. That would be. I'm telling you, that would be the big holy crap moment. That would be the perfect thing for the master to do, is to go into Zach as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think he's in somebody. I don't know. Fans of the strain, what is it? Can he use his little vamp powers as a worm? or does he have to be into somebody? I think he has to be in somebody. I think he is. And we're going to find out. Let's see what else. Those are the two big moments for me. I mean, besides the getting punched part, you know, Dr. Evil's pissed off. That's why he sends off these things, you know, Kelly, the vamp. I mean, it's kind of chaos with the vamps now, you know?
Do you think it was chaos because the master wasn't in a body, or because the master planned it that way?
I think it's because he wasn't in the body. I think he lost. I'm telling you, as a worm, I don't think he's got the powers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. I think it was just, you know, I mean, you never know, though. But I could see what you're saying, and just, you know, just my luck, that would be the thing. But I don't know. I think that once he got severed from the body, lost control, and now he's going to gain it back. And I think he's in somebody already, because they hint.
But remember, the ancients tell Quinlan that they felt a disturbance for a moment.
Right. So they felt the disturbance when the head got chopped off. He must have gone into the sewer, and he probably found something or somebody. Because now he's going to, and because they even said, he's like, when he comes back, he's going to be more powerful than before. I think he's already in a body already, that fast. Because he's very wow. vulnerable as a worm. He could have gotten eaten by a snapping turtle in the sewer. Something's, a rat could have eaten him. Something. So I think he had to jump into the first available body. Will he stay in that one? I don't know. But I think that would add to some kind of, because now they know the master is, worm is in somebody. Now they mm-hmm. don't know who the master is. I mean, it could be anybody that walks up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think next episode, next week, did you see the trailer for next week?
I did not.
Oh, it looks like Fett is heading the army again. And pretty much, I guess, all the vamps are like now starting to dig their own tunnels now underneath the city. And so there's thousands. They show this scene where somebody's lowering or throws in like a one of those, what, flamethrower, not a flamethrower. What is it called when you light in
a flare
down in a tunnel? And there's like 1,000 of those vamps sleeping.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So I think next week we're gonna have some action. And I think we're going to get the answer of where the worm went. You know?
We shall see.
I think I'm done, man.
Did
I leave anything out? Did you have anything else to add?
No, I think we're good.
I think those were our three moments. Our first favorite moment, punch in the face. Second.
Yeah, that's my top moment right there.
Exploding vamps. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the master revealing his eyes. And pretty much kind of taunting him, going, your son. I'm telling you, maybe he isn't Zach. That would be so awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
I would be so happy. I'd be so happy because I'm so tired. I'm over Zach.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then, if he goes into Zach, then Kelly would be the mom of the master. One happy little family. All right. So you give this episode a 10. Yep. I'm going to be realistic, even though I like the punch. Was it a 10 for me? Probably not. I'd probably give it an 8.
Okay.
You know, it was good. It was really good. I loved it. You know, I liked it better than last week's episode, but it didn't rock my socks like it rocked yours off.
You know, I was just being shocked by a couple of stuff.
I mean, it was good. But I think the cool thing about this episode is it's definitely leading you into something, you know, because now
yes.
we got Dutch and now we got the senator / politician, whatever. And she's probably going to be a love interested in that's going to cause drama. And yeah. And then Fett and I mean, Dutch and F are probably going to go out on a date. And once if they both start drinking, it's over. Because Fett.
And we know they're going to start drinking.
Yeah. And then bam. And then it's on. And then. F's gonna wind up getting Dutch killed,
and like then, everybody else.
Yeah, he's not a good luck charm. He's definitely not a good luck charm.
Nope.
All right, so I give it an 8. You give it a 10. I think we're done with this episode.
Yep.
We'll be back next week to talk more of The Strain. Don't forget it airs on FX every Sunday night. I think next week is going to be really, really good. If you want to check out more of our stuff, you can a couple of spots. You can go check out on iTunes. Search Talking The Strain. And you can subscribe to our show and do all that good stuff. That way you don't miss podcasts. Or you can check out audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. All our stuff is there as well, plus other shows. My blog, iWatchMike.com. That is me, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. Good shows. If you haven't gone and downloaded to your phone the Good Shows app, do it. I always say it. If you're a fan of TV and movies, you definitely want to get on it. Really cool community. Everybody is really dope. You can get on there and you can follow me, Mike the Movie Guy, and you can talk your favorite shows, including The Strain. And that's pretty much it for me. Jesus, how can people find you?
My blog, dysfunctional.com, at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
Sweet. And then last minute shout outs going to The Strain Addicts, of course. Good shows out there on the internets. And I'm looking at some of the top countries that have been listening to us. United States, people in the United States have been listening to us. Canada, United Kingdom, Brazil, Russia, Switzerland, Australia, Germany, Italy, New Zealand, Poland, Serbia, and Taiwan.
Pretty that's smart. Awesome.
Yes, so thank you if you live in those areas, because that's not even close to me and Jesus, but thank you very much for listening to us. So that's it for us. We'll be back next week, next Monday. To talk more of The Strain, have a great week. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, Jesus. Say bye.
Bye.
is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.